Well, we're going to talk Little League Baseball today. Weather's been nice. Why not talk baseball? Dustin McLaren in with us this morning. He is the president of the Atlantic Little League. It's getting the itch now, are you?
Yeah, we're ready to go. Fields are looking pretty good for this time of year. So we're itching. We've been practicing inside some. Trace Peterson had a clinic for the third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, and sixth grade. So the kids are ready to get outside.
Oh, I bet they are. Well, they probably have been a little bit. It's been some doggone nice outside here this early part of the season. But it's time to get things signed up now. It's time to get all that stuff organized and the paperwork and all that stuff. It's kind of a hassle going through all that, but you got to do it to get ready.
Yeah, it's been easier with the YMCA involved. They were supposed to send stuff out last week before spring break, and the deadline is this Sunday, the 24th, and we really need people to go ahead and get that turned in because if your kid signs up late, he's going to risk not getting a t-shirt with the other kids, a hat with the other kids, and it just makes our planning easier for getting the teams all the same level. You know, if you have a kid that signs up late, the draft is just not going to work the way it's supposed to.
And I don't think sometimes folks realize how big an issue it is when you always get a few that come in late. I understand. That's just kind of the way it is. And come on, it's just one. You can take care. Well, but it is because you've got everything all lined up and everything's got to be done in a timely fashion to get started on time.
Right. Sometimes, you know, it can change. It could be the difference between having another team. You know, if you want teams of 10 and you've got 40, well, then you get another three or four that sign up and you may change your mind and say, well, we could add another team, or that's not enough teams, or, you know, there's a lot of planning that needs to go in, and we just have to go with the numbers that we have.
Or if you're close, maybe you go out and recruit a couple more kids
exactly.
You think might be on the fence, too. You never know.
Right.
Give people an opportunity. And that's kind of what Little League's all about anyways, giving kids a chance to get out there and learn some of the fundamentals and get a chance to play. Can you talk a little bit about how the draft works?
Yeah, well, if we have four teams, for example, in the third and fourth grade age group, and we have four teams, we're planning on four teams in the older grade this year too, the four coaches will just get together, and we try as hard as we can to make them as even as we can. You know, if the game's lopsided, it's just not much fun for either one of the teams. So we go through the board or some official will go through and say, okay, these are your pitchers. If you've got eight pitchers, let's do everything we can to try to get two on each team. You know, these are your catchers. Well, let's get the catchers a chance to work. If you have two catchers on the same team, they're not going to get the practice they need. So it's not a perfect science, but the intent is to keep them fair, to keep the kids, you know, trying to do what their focus is so they're prepared for high school ball.
It's a lot more fun when it's competitive all the way around.
Absolutely. If a team wins every game and they're ahead 20-0, neither one of the teams are having much fun. So
not having much fun, and you don't really learn anything at that point either. The learning part of it all goes away.
Right. If you can get, you know, four or five kids that really know how to play, you can put together a pretty good team. If you've have another four or five kids that get it, but they aren't quite as good at functioning, you know, functioning at a more important position, you know, they can play the positions that allow them to do what they do know how to do and not have the pressure of pitching, for example. You know, they may be able to pick up a ground ball and throw them out at first, but throwing three strikes, you know, to a batter may be a little above their head right now. So the intent is there, and it works pretty good. So.
We probably should go backward here a little bit and just assume that no one's ever signed up for Little League before and give them all the particulars and things. What do folks who've never done this before need to know to get their kids involved?
Well, first of all, we're doing it at the YMCA. Even if you did not get something home from school, we need you to go to the Y and fill out a form. We go by grades in Atlantic. Third and fourth grade are together. Well, I guess I should start with first and second grade. We play coach pitch, where
it's the grade they're in right now.
The grade they're in right now is correct, not next year. The grade they're in right now, if they're in first grade or second grade, they'd play coach pitch, which basically just means you have a coach that's throwing the ball to the kids, so it's non-threatening. You know, we can get in there, they hit the ball, and they on to the next batter. You do play outs, depending on the time of year. You know, maybe for the first three games, every kid gets to hit the first through the inning, but if you hit it to the pitcher, and there's also a little kid playing pitcher too, if you hit it to him and he throws it to first before you get there, you're out. We try to teach them that part of the game so they can just kind of progress. And by the end of the year, they're playing three outs. Sometimes if you do get a team that does a little better and one team's kids have batted four times and the other kid's only batted once, well, then we try to make it right and say, okay, you your guys are going to bat this whole inning. You know, we may get eight outs, but we're still going to let every kid on your team bat just to try to keep it fair and make them all have fun and learn. At that age, it's not real competitive. You know, we don't keep score. I'd be lying if some of the kids didn't keep score on their own, but and some of the parents do too. But it's not meant to be a real competitive thing. And then they get into third and fourth, and then the kids are pitching to each other. You have some kids, you know, the fourth graders, for example, pitched last year. The third grade, it's their first year, so they kind of have to be thrown in there to see what they can do. And with Trace's clinics and stuff, most of the third graders have been going through it since January. They had like a 6 weeks camp where they're at least learning to throw correctly, which, you know, when you're pitching is very important. We can see that has helped so much with the fifth and sixth graders who have now been through it for, this will be their fourth year. Mm-hmm. Even the kids that aren't pitchers can pitch. You know, they can throw it across the plate. They know what's going on because they do the little things correct. You know, they some are faster than others. Some can go into the stretch because they've done it a little bit better. But it's really worked out well for top to bottom. I mean, in the years previous, we seem to have had, you know, maybe three or four kids that could play pretty good, and then you have, you know, maybe 10 or 12 that can't. Well, what's happening is we may still have three or four kids that are pretty good, but we've got another 18 that can do a pretty good job. I mean, they know how to throw. They know how to catch. They've learned the fundamentals, and now we just have to let them apply it on the field. So it's been the best decision we've probably ever made, at least since I've been around.
Good. Now, with regard to coaches and stuff, too, are you looking for volunteers or people to help out with different types of things, like coaching or concessions or different things?
We're actually looking better than most years. Right now, I've got four coaches in each division, which is 12 total. I'm just talking the boys here. The girls is a little different. We've got coaches for the first and second. We actually got coaches for all the girls now, which is rare to have them this early, and people have acted like they wanted to do it. So they've come out of the woodwork and say, hey, I want to do this. Great. I want to coach my kid at that age, whatever. So we're in a pretty good spot. We do need some umpires. If people are interested, they could give me a call. We do it a little different. We do have it scheduled before we get there. In the past, you know, it's basically we wait to start the game until someone agrees to umpire. And that's a threatening environment for some adults that have not been around the game. And so they would come late, or they wouldn't come at all, or they'd come and watch from left field. That's the last thing in the world we want. We want you to come support your kids and enjoy it. So we basically try. We haven't got it done yet. We did last year, and it worked great. We had coaches lined up. They were there, you know, 10 minutes before the game started and ready to roll at 6 o'clock. So that was another thing that we're glad we did. And it's worked out good. We keep tweaking it where we see the problems, and we'll continue to do so.
Very good. Have the numbers been pretty good the last few years?
They are doing really good. You know, you can only compare them to where you were, and we're going in the right direction. You know, baseball is a tough sport in the summer. It's not just Atlantic. You know, all the surrounding towns, it's a fight. But we are real happy with where we're at. Last year, you know, Little League goes through seventh grade, and last year we lost a few seventh graders, but not very many. They just, there wasn't big numbers. And we've got a large group of fifth graders going up in there. So we're going to have maybe enough for five teams there where, you know, before we struggled to have four, we'll have another 15 kids out probably in that division, and the other divisions are going to hold solid. So, yeah, we're pleased with where we're at right now. We have to change a few things to make it. Last year we only played one game per week for that older group because there just wasn't a lot of them. They were playing travel. The ones that were there were playing travel, so the ones that weren't, they only had five or six games. So we looked at the numbers and said, hey, we can do this. And our goal as Little League is to get everyone involved and make it as competitive as you can. And, you know, it's not travel team baseball, but everyone does get involved, and everyone, the coaches take it seriously. And I think it's going to be much more competitive than it has been in the past, just because of what we've had Trace and Gaylord and Mike McDermott do. I think we're going to see the benefits of it now. So.
Good. Well, good. Is there a cleanup day at all to kind of get the grounds ready over there?
Yes. The cleanup day is April 18th, I believe. No, it's April 21st. It's a Saturday. We do need as many people out there as we can. Honestly, the kids are not as important as the adults. If you can just Come out for 2, 3, 4 hours. You know, we'll be out there as long as there's stuff to do. If we can get another dozen moms or dads to come out and just help hang banners, hang nets, clean up the concession stand. We've got a list of about 20 things there to do. And, you know, if we only get 4 people to show up, we'll be there all day, and it's not much fun. So if we can get a good group, you know, we can knock a lot out in a couple, 3 hours, and it just makes it better for everybody to go. So.
You bet. Well, I'm sure you'll talk more about that as you get a little bit closer with those folks too, but put April 21st on your calendar. And again, this is the critical week for getting those signups done. Give them the details on signup one more time.
The deadline is Sunday, the 24th. We do have a $10 penalty if you don't sign up by the 24th, and that's just used as an encouragement. You know, we don't want the extra $10. We just want you to sign up before we get there. So the season starts May 7th, which is a Monday. And this is for all the boys and the first and second grade girls. They will be going on Mondays and Thursdays. That worked out pretty good for us, because if we got a rain out on Monday, it gave us 3 days to dry out. You know, if you go on Tuesday, Thursday, well, one rain on Tuesday, it'd knock you out for the whole week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, last year we got really lucky because there was no rain, or the rain that was there was timely. So we only missed like one game last year. But the Monday, Thursday thing, I think, is a good thing. As long as we let the other people using the diamonds know when we're doing it, they can work around us, and everyone seems to be happy with that. So
very good.
We'll give her a shot.
And payment is due at the time of registration.
Yes.
Okay. And it's still pretty reasonable payment when you think about all the things involved with equipment costs and insurance costs and stuff. It's not too bad.
Yeah. I mean, we give them each a licensed t-shirt. You know, we went to the Cubs, Cardinals, the major league licensed uniforms and hats. So you're getting a pretty good bang for your buck. It basically pays for that. You know, the sponsors, we've got a ton of sponsors out there. Those that are listening, thank you. And we hope you keep it up. In the past, it was about 10 sponsors that would do it. And now we've got over 100. And they don't pay as much. It's $100 a year. But it adds up quickly when you've got 100. And that's what keeps these kids able to join for almost nothing. They just pay for their shirt and t-shirt. And the equipment and everything else is taken care of. You know, we put gravel out. We've done the parking lots over. We're putting new agri-lime on the big diamonds this year. We put new agri-lime on the little diamonds 2 years ago. We got new netting system up there, you know, so you can come out there and be protected from foul balls. So we're spending the money, but we feel like we're spending it wisely. But that's because people support us. You know, we really are pleased with the amount of sponsors we have, and we want to thank them. I want to encourage him to keep it up.
Very good. It's not just spring training for the major leaguers. It's time to get ready for the little leaguers as well. Dustin, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.